This diagnosis which you are dictating. Patient's name is Roger Masters, M-A-S-T-E-R, Roger, R-O-G-E-R. Date of birth is 8-18-1941. Date of service is Date of service is 3/28/2024. Mr. Masters is a very pleasant 82-year-old male with history of atrial fibrillation, history of Alzheimer's dementia, trigeminal neuralgia, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and degenerative joint disease, who apparently suffered a fall. Was it also diagnosed with systolic heart failure with an ejection fraction of 41%, was more confused, was admitted to the hospital, subsequently discharged from the hospital and went to Carytel Inn of Brighton. He's being admitted here at Bellbridge of Brighton for subsequent care. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He's pleasantly confused. He denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. He denies any joint pains. He has no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for atrial fibrillation, Alzheimer's dementia, trigeminal neuralgia, hyperlipidemia, history of falls, hyperlipidemia, history of systolic congestive heart failure, history of pulmonary embolism, history of renal insufficiency. Treatment plan. In the past surgical history, he has had knee surgery. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none. Allergies, no known medical allergies. Current medications, as documented in EHR. Radio system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain. There has any heaviness or pressure sensation. There has any palpitations. It does have history of congestive heart failure, history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, he does have history of dementia, history of Alzheimer's disease, history of trigeminal neuralgia, as well as history of falls. Musculoskeletal history of arthritis, all the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, general appearance was normal, HENT examination was normal, pupils were equal round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SMS2 was audible. Irregular rhythm, lungs were clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Lungs were clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities 1 plus splitting edema, both lower extremities. Neurological examination, patient awake and alert but pleasantly confused, no other focal deficits. Impression number one, pulmonary embolism, next, chronic systolic congestive heart failure, next, atrial fibrillation. Next, chronic renal insufficiency, next, Alzheimer's dementia, next, hyperlipidemia, next, trigeminal neuralgia, next, history of falls, next, DJD. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications. will monitor his progress. We'll check routine labs. We'll follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Serious. Next patient is Thomas Bouvais, B-E-A-U-V-A-I-S, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S. Date of birth is 9/12/1942. Date of service is 3/28/2024. Mr. Bouvais has a very pleasant ...81-year-old male who was recently sent to the hospital after he suffered a fall. Patient was admitted to the hospital, was diagnosed with left non-displaced intertrochanteric fracture. Patient underwent surgery, was subsequently doing better. He was being ambulated with physical therapy. His pain was under better control. He was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted back to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he's laying in his bed.